Theater Thoughts by Michael Bettencourt. Years ago, I went to the Brooklyn Academy of Music to see The Song of the Wanderers, a dance piece by an Okinawan group based on Hermann Hesse's Siddhartha. In the dance, they rained down 4 tons of golden rice. By the end, the stage was ankle deep in the stuff. During the usual post-show coat gathering and watch checking, a young man entered carrying a long-handled wooden rake. Beginning at the center, he carved out a slow, deliberate spiral in the rice, every step distinct and planted. This one man, doing this one meaningless act, held the attention of these frenetic New Yorkers for 10 full minutes. Why? The moment had no drama, no A wants what B will not give him. But still something, some state of being that was also a state of nothing but to breathe and breathe again. A place of rest, perhaps, or unmolested wholeness, a reminder of redemption, of origins. Later, I read The Cloister Walk by Kathleen Norris about being an oblate in a Benedictine monastery. Ora et labora, pray and work, is a Benedictine motto, she states, and a well-swept floor can be a prayer, or a spiral etched in rice, or an audience watching the man. Prayer, rest, harmony, breath. What does any of this have to do with theater, especially when we declare that art should disturb us to be any good? But for what end is all this disturbance? Do we leave better equipped because of it to make life bend toward, well, toward the rice, the praying and the work, the refreshment of the waters? I just don't know. I find myself more and more unconvinced that darkness is the proper light to shine on human life. Yet I also do not want the impulse to heal to dull life down to the anodyne. I am trying to find a place where the rice can join the risk, where rise and fall is as much about breathing as it is about ambition and pride, where Jeremiah and Buddha can converse. A Benedictine theater. How possible is that? You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-bettencourt.com. Ciao.